Well, it's a time of celebration for many students graduating Year 12. And while completing school may seem standard for many, there are others who struggle to complete their studies. The latest Closing the Gap report found attendance rates for Indigenous children haven't improved over the past 4 years. But this morning we'll take a look at a school in regional New South Wales that is seeing a rise in numbers. Stephanie Boris met some of the students.
Tiani McBride has set a new family record.
I'm the eldest in my family, but my mum and dad did not complete Year 12, so I am the first in my family.
The 18-year-old graduated from Dubbo College Senior Campus, a school about 5 hours northwest of Sydney, and says her parents couldn't be prouder.
They still can't believe that I actually graduated, yeah.
Why can't they believe it?
Like, it's just very surreal, I guess, and... yeah.
Tiani McBride suffers from anxiety and found school overwhelming, but with the support of teachers and specialised programs, she stuck it out.
One of the reasons to why that I did stay at school was because of Girls Academy.
Girls Academy is a not-for-profit organisation that works within schools, providing Indigenous girls with the support they need through leadership training, mentoring and extracurricular programs. Tracy Pickett is the program manager for Dubbo.
One of the main things I see the girls struggling with is just... actually like making it to school, like getting to school on time and learning to study and be in class every day.
She says a strong support network is essential to keeping students in class.
I think the girls like to know that they have someone there that they can trust and talk to, and I think that's one of the main things, because we have a lot of girls that have a lot of like just outside issues and things like that in the communities.
The Clontarf Foundation offers a similar program for Indigenous boys. Edward Bates is the director of the academy at Dubbo.
We run early morning, predominantly sporting activities to entice kids to come to school, as well as after school activities that wrap around leadership, employment and further career pathways post school.
One of his students, Quincy Ross, struggled with the school workload.
Constantly, every single day, every single lesson, trying to stay engaged. Like for the full whatever hours we do and every single day.
A keen rugby league player and cricketer, the 17-year-old says sport incentives were helpful.
Especially with senior, because you have to do your work first, like no end awards, and make sure you're getting your classwork done to be able to play sport. So it's a reward for you when you do get to play.
Would you say that that was quite a motivation for you to get those studies done so you could go and do something that you really loved?
Yeah, 100%.
Quincy Ross says his parents are over the moon. He completed Year 12 and so too is Edward Bates.
This was our first sort of cohort that we worked with in Year 7, and to transition them right through from Year 7 to Year 12 and knowing that the majority of the students have a clear pathway and direction that they want to pursue post-school in completion of the HSE is fantastic.
That includes Quincy Ross, who wants to become a physio.
I got accepted in a conditional offer to Sydney University and Wollongong University.
And Tyra Housier, who has her sights set on becoming a social worker.
My dad did that for a while, and there's a really high demand of... For social workers in and around Dubbo.
She's the second among her siblings to graduate from Year 12, but says it wasn't an easy journey.
I didn't think that I'd finish.
Why didn't you think you'd finish?
Because half of my family live on the other side of the country, so it's hard not having them with me. And that was, yeah, very upsetting and hard to deal with, and I didn't think that I'd be able to finish school.
And how did you deal with that then, having them so far away?
I through like support from school, with Girls Academy and some teachers, as well as family and friends helping out as well.
The target to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous school attendance is not on track. And while the figures aren't improving nationally, they are looking better in Dubbo. 233 students graduated from Dubbo College Senior Campus this week. 73 are Indigenous, the highest number the school has recorded in recent years. The relieving principal is Marisha Blanco.
I feel that it is a collective response to what we've been able to do, not only as a school but also a community. So we're very fortunate to be working with programs such as Clontarf and Girls Academy. However, we have support structures throughout our whole school.
She's also praised the teachers that volunteer their time to tutor students after school and during holidays.
We have teachers in all curriculum areas offering their time to tutor students leading into the HSC. So what we really drive to do is close the gap not only with our Indigenous and non-Indigenous students, but also close the gap for students that are educated in a rural setting compared to what's on offer in metropolitan schools.
While state and federal governments look at what else they can do to close the gap, Dubbo College Senior Campus is pushing ahead with programs it believes help. And Tiani McBride says without that support, she would never have finish school.
Definitely not. I truly didn't think that I was going to finish Year 12.
Tiani McBride, who has just graduated Year 12 in Dubbo. That report from Stephanie Boris.